All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. New year, new us, new sex. Because we traded
There's
out
nothing
the old...
new about me. You're a fucking liar. Don't speak for me.
No, what are you talking about?
Nothing new. There's nothing new.
It's a new year. You're drinking again. It's new.
No, I already quit that again.
Oh, well, good for you. Speaking of quitting, I made the decision that I'm going to quit nicotine, and I just started today.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know how
you just finally started doing that?
I just finally said, you know what? I need to save this $7.
Yeah, it's expensive. I think cans are $7 a fucking pop now.
Yeah, it's really dumb. Just finally.
All that tax reform cut, they got to make their taxes somewhere else. So they hiked up the fucking tobacco.
Apparently. But I just got to the point where it's because mine was more sitting down and when I play games. If I sit down and watch a movie or I'm doing anything else, I never do any nicotine of any sort. But it's always when I sit down and watch, like, and play games. I don't know what it is. It's like they just kind of went hand in hand. So now I'm going to try. We'll see. First day, no big deal. Next week, we'll resume this talk. I might be like giving you the rationalizations of why I need to go to the store to get some more nicotine for my mouth.
I never understood how you could do that while you play games, because I feel like you have to be using both your hands, and how do you pick up a spitter when you're in the middle of a thing and all that stuff. There's so many people like, gross, this is disgusting. I can't believe they're talking about this.
I just like to... No, it's good. We talk.
Spit black. Look like Komodo dragon.
I'm just drooling out of my mouth. Get my toxins. Like... Come for my toxins, please.
How cool. That would be pretty dope if, like, that's how humans started, like, spitting, like, venom at people. Like, somehow... chewing tobacco and then spitting it at animals is how they killed people. People killed animals. That'd be dope.
This is like, what are you doing?
Hawking loogies in like in fucking bears' faces and then they die.
Oh, I'm sure that would fuck up anything if you actually hit them in the eye. But imagine, like, you'd have to be pinpoint precision, and who can spit like that?
I can. I can hit a spit platoon from a quarter mile.
You know what? Where was that? We went on a road trip. It was the last road trip we took to Texas, and I want to say it was somewhere in Missouri at one of like those truck stops for where it's like all the semis have to basically stop because there's not another gas station forever.
Right.
And that was the last place I've ever seen a spittoon, like for sale.
That's fucking dope.
I'm like, I was just staring at that thing. I'm like, who's buying this disgusting thing? It's like, just use a bottle so you can throw it away.
Well, to be fair, it's actually more environmentally friendly.
Oh, fuck the environment.
Truckers are the best about environmental causes, you know?
What you do is you throw all your shit in the ocean, and it all floats to this trash island that totally exists, and I am not making that up. There is
no, that's a fucking terrifying thing, that the fact that that exists.
I was laughing. I'm like, that's where it all goes? It just...
All right. It's not where it all goes, just a slight chunk of our garbage.
No, we're just giving like fish and shit necklaces. It's no big deal.
I still haven't understood. Nobody has told me or given me a reason why we can't just launch garbage into space.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about how much garbage is already there with all the fucked up satellites and shit. If those break,
but that's not in space. That's in our orbit. That's two different things.
So what they need to do is get all, like, Ricky with it and create, like, this little portal gun that just shoots out a black hole that's open for a modicum of time and just dump it all in there.
Well, I'm more along the lines going with the Futurama episode where they just get a giant ball of garbage and just attach a rocket to it and launch it into space. And then eventually somehow, you know, it becomes an asteroid, basically, that's coming back towards Earth.
It's just an asteroid of trash, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that could happen.
I don't think it could, because, like, okay, technically space is 3D, so why don't we just take it to Antarctica and launch it off the bottom of the planet so it heads down?
Just freeze everything with it?
No, you don't freeze it. I'm saying you launch the rocket ship of garbage off of Antarctica, so it's heading automatically down rather than, like, towards, like, Mars or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, sure. Why not just send it to the sun?
See, I've wondered that too. What is going to happen if you launch it into the sun?
Wouldn't it just burn up and be like, all right, fuck that shit. It's gone.
Or would it, if it was so massive, could it like collide with it, causing a solar flare that could reach out and then hit the Earth?
Reach out and touch faith.
Yes.
They just, hey, now we're hot boys.
Yeah, exactly.
I got nothing. But speaking...
I was just like, but that's the thing that everybody's scared, should be more scared about, is like asteroids and solar flares, man.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as you're on the side facing away the sun, you'd be okay for a little... You just don't want to be...
Until it knocked out the entire power grid because it just short circuits everything.
Oh, dude, imagine how fucked all of us would be because we're all so dependent on things that run on electricity. Gotta have internet. Like,
I got guns.
Holy shit. Imagine that, dude. You got your cell phone.
I can hunt my own food, unlike most people.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, people go crazy because your cell phone dies, it's dead.
I could make the argument that that would actually make humanity better again.
It probably would, yeah. On the whole, I think everybody would be better for losing their shit like that. But, I mean, there'd be mass chaos. And then you'd go...
Oh, there would be. There'd definitely be a dictator because they would go back to, like, caveman alpha times.
Oh, fuck. Like,
it would. It would just happen just because, like, humans would freak out and revert back to that. I feel like in any panic or, like, crisis mode, people revert back to their most basic instincts of what humans do.
Yeah, the better thing is, well, I don't know if this is better, but there'd be some Billy the Kid shit going on because you got everybody running around and it's like, oh man, I murdered all of these people, but I got that, all of the money. I'm just going to go one state over on my horse and congratulations, nobody knows me anymore.
And it would be horses too, because I'm pretty sure a solar flare would fry all the batteries in cars and shit.
Oh yeah, well... And even if you were able to keep them,
I'm not a scientist, by the way. I have no fucking idea what would happen if a solar flare happens.
I'm a doctor, and I say solar flares will ruin everything.
Not factually correct.
No, I'm just thinking, like, it would die off, so many things would go. And I'm still thinking the same thing, even if, like, a solar flare doesn't happen. I'm just waiting, because, you know, someday, like, crazy war is going to happen. And, like, some giant EMP is going to go off and just, well, that country's fucked.
I'm more like, the more and more I think about it, I don't think that's ever going to happen just because nobody wants to be the one who fucked up all of mankind. Not that anybody would go around or remember it.
Oh, there's,
but
there's a dude that has a button on his desk that would beg to differ.
But it's also, like, I think more and more that it's going to be... an asteroid for sure, because like
no.
If you look at all of the stuff, like, do you realize how many asteroids fly by the fucking Earth every year?
Do you realize we've already made a movie on how to get rid of the asteroid? You just send some people up there that have questionable morals, and they're gonna blow it up.
Why? That movie's dumb. Hey, instead of training astronauts how to drill, we're gonna take drillers and turn them into astronauts.
Exactly. I mean, of course.
It's stupid.
No.
And this whole conversation now just turned to a hack job.
No. What are you talking about? We laid the blueprint out in the 90s. We're like, yo, if this happens, you know what to do. And you know what?
Yeah.
There's that idea.
Ben Affleck was in that movie, and that's when, you know, he was touching booby.
No. That
he was accused of touching booby back then.
Liv Tyler. No, I mean, that's totally going to happen, and I hate to burst your bubble, but somebody's going to have that thought in the back of their mind, and an asteroid's on, that's going to be an idea thrown out there. They may not go with it, more than likely, and if they're anywhat have intelligence, they won't, but you know that idea is being thrown out. What if we send some mining equipment on the asteroid, dude?
I hope to God that we don't have people who are trying to make political and world-saving ideas based off of fucking movies.
I'm sorry. Yes,
that
we totally
stuff
do.
Only, that stuff only happens. Those ideas from movies should only be implemented in technology, like field. So like creating the iPhone or the iWatch, because like, let's be honest, most of that stuff was like totally inspired by like Star Trek and fucking Power Rangers, like being able to talk on a watch and shit like that.
All right, I mean,
that's the only time that you can use like any kind of entertainment thing as an idea.
No, what are you talking about? That fucking, I mean, look at what people are doing now. We have people making actual fucking lightsabers, but they don't have like the necessary equipment to just make this laser beam. So what do? They're putting butane lightsabers that are just shooting up immense amount of fiery gas.
Dude, oh my god, I just watched a video today that actually kind of did something like this, where a dude took a butane lighter, right? And he hollowed it out. He like released all the butane, took out and just basically had the shell and then the flicker and stuff like that of the lighter. And he made a fucking, I think it was like a blue laser pointer thing that literally could light cigarettes, light fucking fireworks on fire. It was just a laser beam that shot out.
See, I mean, we're getting stupid with this and we wonder why pyros are such a problem. It's like, oh fuck, hey, don't worry, I can set that on fire from here. Like,
well, I don't know how
away.
Far it shot, but it was just crazy. My favorite part, though, is this dude made this lighter, right? And he's like, so you can light fireworks with it, and you can even light a cigarette. And then after he says that, like, he's showing a dude lighting a cigarette with it, and said, like with most lasers, make sure you don't point it at humans or animals or anything that you can harm. I'm like, you're literally pointing it at your face as you light a fucking cigarette.
It's like, what the fuck? Oh, hey, let me get that, buddy. Oh, shit. Oh, call 911. He's on fire!
My fucking eye! Jesus!
Oh, dude, if that hits you in the eye, that eye's gone immediately, right? I mean, just a stream of
fire.
It's
gotta be.
I mean, it's melting your eye.
It's gotta be. I don't, like, it was the most, like, I guess, like, smoking isn't risky enough with your health. You gotta make sure you have an, alright, this might be the last time I see a cigarette if I don't get this angle right.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, seriously, no, this is the cause of, like, this pyrotechnic bullshit. Like, why can't they just let shit be and go, okay, yo, what you're gonna do is you just put the fire on the end of this stick and you kind of hold it there. No, I need to create this laser pointer with pure butane shooting out, and God forbid if it backs up, it's gonna be like a can of hairspray. Just blow my hands and arms off. Just, God.
I'm so confused about what you were talking about, though. So that somebody made a lightsaber with butane?
Yes. So it's piping, like, they, you know how it's got an opening for when you click the button, it opens the butane so it actually goes out? Well, they condensed
it
so it's like a very fine point in where the butane is actually released, to where it's highly pressurized because of that fine point, and it shoots up. So this guy's got a, what looks like a crazy lightsaber, kind of like Kylo Ren's lightsaber, all crazy, and it's blue, and it's shooting 5-6 feet in the air.
Are you sure it's butane and not actual lasers?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen this. I was just like, this sounds fucking crazy to me.
Okay, I will send you the YouTube video after we are done with this, because it's just cool. Like, what the fuck are you people doing?
Maybe we should and if people want to check it out, Nathan will put it in the description of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I can do that too, yeah. I guess. We'll be an inclusive podcast.
It's called Interaction, Nathan.
We just wanted you guys to interact with us, because you guys are helping us be the fastest growing podcast on the internet.
Not factually correct.
It's 100%. Backed by U.S. government.
Not factually correct. The U.S. government does not support Who Gives an F podcast or punninggame.com.
You didn't say it fast enough. I'm...
Well, you can speed it up. You got
okay. Yeah, I just got to speed up a section. Okay. I'm
sorry. I'm not the micro machines guy, Nathan.
Fuck!
Quit trying to remind me and crushing my dreams of being an overvoiced person.
You gotta say the fine print quicker. Speaking of tobacco, earlier though, I wanted to tell you I was having a little fun conversation with Jizzy online about this, because I was hearing, you know, the guys from, formerly from Blue Shack Podcast, doing a little talk about Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned the Marblo fucking summon. I'm like, holy shit, the Marblo man's, he better be a summon. Because he was fighting him. And I'm like, oh, I hope he's a summon. And then he's like, oh, no, it's not that. But I'm like, I start going off like, oh, the Marblo man, he comes in on a horse. He jumps off, spurs the guy, and it sets the enemy on fire. He picks him up, lights a cigarette, and throws the dude away. And just, that's the whole summon. is that guy coming in? And I'm like, ah, fuck, what other cool summons could we be?
He just, like, takes a drag, like, after sex. He's like, nothing like post-murder cigarette. And for my post-murder cigarette, I only trust Marble.
Exactly.
Marble Man.
Like, I was just thinking of it. I'm like, oh, man, what other cool summons could you have that are just fucking random and awesome at the same time? Because I was trying to think of one because we were talking about Marble Man. So I'm just like, oh, that means you opened it up for that fucked up suit wearing camel to come in and just be like, yo, I'm dope.
Cool's the camel?
Yeah. You just get this fucked up camel coming in just like straighten out his suit as he does so. I picture him like kicking and spitting on somebody and then taking his front two hoofs to kind of like straighten his jacket out. You know how somebody gives it like a good tug when they
do something? Yeah, the guy kind of flips up the collar when he like when he puffs it out, just like it's like, yeah.
just like does his little shades where he like kind of looks over the top of him, then puts it back on and walks out.
He does that CSI Miami thing. He's like, looks like Seth Roth just got hit by his own moon. Yeah!
Meteor, you know what would be great, though? My foot up your ass.
You know, you can't just have tobacco characters, though, being summoned in it. We need to have some positive people who are spreading a message. Like Wilford Brimley. He'll beat you to death with diabetes.
I see, I'm just thinking of, like, all the plants that are in fucking, in there, and I'm just thinking of summoning Harvey Weinstein. He just jacks off all over him.
Dun, dun. Harvey, use Jack. Dun, 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 dun.
It's just use like a Jack sad it. Tune. It's like you summon it, and then it gets like the sad piano music at the end as you just see them, like, their morale just literally dripping from them, and they leave.
They just have, like, they literally just steal, like, a model of, like, Jabba the Hutt and just put him in a suit, and that's what Harvey Weinstein's character looks like.
It'd just be, yeah, just the fucking worst people.
Let me see your teeth. Like, his face, that's what he has to sound like.
Oh, he sounds like he eats 14 cigars. He just... He gargles used spit.
Dude's a total mouth breather.
Oh, for sure. There's no way. He's got like 14 CPAP machines.
Just 14 of them. It's all jammed into one. He looks like fucking Vader floating in a tank.
Each one's like on a different timer to breathe separately. He never breathes right. Just fuck it. Just put him on. Put him on more.
All his housemaids like do Rochambeau to like go inside the tank and clean it because he can only clean it when he's asleep in there because he's like super protective of it for some reason.
Hell yeah, because
and they always have to do Rochambeau for it because they're always afraid someone he's gonna like try to like hit their forehead with his dick.
Well, no, they have him. They have him cocooned because he's like a human bukkake machine. He's just jacking off furiously while he's sleeping.
Human bukkake machine.
So, it's just, yeah, that would be, there's our new summon, the human bukkake coming through. That would be his name, because you got to get around the legal ramifications. So if you say you summon the human bukkake, everybody knows you mean Weinstein, but you can't get sued by Weinstein.
No. No, you can't. Hey, speaking of movies and shit, I wanted to bring this up. That I recently talked on the podcast how I watched Rogue One, and I got to thinking about it. There's a scene in this movie where she runs into the two dudes from the cantina scene in A New Hope.
Play the same song.
No, not those dudes. Not those dudes, but like the dudes that gets his arm cut off because he's talking shit to Luke.
Okay.
The face guy. They run into them in that city. That gets blown the fuck up. So how do those dudes make it to the cantina? That city's not there anymore. They died.
What?
See, this is my problem movies.
No, and that takes place before any of the Luke Skywalker stuff, though.
It takes place before what?
Okay, now I'm confused. So they meet up with the people from the OG Star Wars, right? From 4, 5, and 6?
Yes.
And they blow it up in Rogue One?
No, Nathan, you're not listening.
Good, because that movie right there is a gap between Revenge of the Sith, the one about Anakin falling in and
this
Obi-Wan...
This has nothing to do with Anakin!
Yeah, I'm telling you the order, though. Rogue One is right in between 3 and 4.
I know that. Now listen to
why me. You tell me to blow up, then? That's why I specifically asked
I didn't
asked
say
them.
Blow up. Listen to what the fuck I said. Oh. Okay. Now, she runs in... When they're walking through the street, she runs into the guys from the cantina that eventually Luke Skywalker cuts off the arm.
Okay, so that hasn't happened then.
It hasn't happened yet. Yeah, and the city they're in is the one where the Death Star in Rogue One comes and fucking just blows up that single city. Those two dudes were in that city. How the fuck did they get to the cantina then for in A New Hope?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like that cantina was there. I'm like, yo, no.
No.
Okay, that was my bad. The fucking,
no,
they
that's
had to
what
get,
I'm saying.
They had to get off on a freighter somehow or some shit. I don't know.
I don't believe that. I think it's fucking sloppy-ass writing, and they were just trying to sprinkle in something like, oh, if you're a Star Wars fan, you recognize these guys. When in all actuality, there was no need for them to be there, and technically they shot themselves in the foot with a fucking continuity error, in my opinion.
Well, there's continuity errors all over the place, and it's really funny. Like, have you seen the new one yet?
No.
Well, I'll just, I'm not, this isn't even spoiling anything. They put, I want to say Donald Driver, and that's a football player. Dude's name, something Driver, Adam Driver, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
The guy plays Kylo Ren. They put him in there, and they have him shirtless for some weird fucking reason, right?
Okay.
And that dude is like a fucking human truck or something. Because the angle they put, it just makes him seem like he looks like a rectangle with a head.
And weird.
It's just a weird juxtaposition because all of a sudden you're like in the middle of the movie and all of a sudden it's like, boom! And then you just see this block. And I'm like, Jesus! That scene right there is the one thing that's a big fuck you because it throws you out of the movie. Everybody's going, oh, yeah. What the fuck? What? Why?
So just because like he was shirtless, it threw you off in the movie?
It's just like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just
well,
like,
that's... How's that? That's not a continuity error, though. That
no,
has nothing to do with
I'm
the storyline.
No, it does have to do with the story, because then they put this weird thing in that everybody started talking about, and there's a bunch of weird fucking memes about it, but...
Well, but that's not my point, though. Like, they tried to take an old, like, little thing and try to, like, give it, oh, here's a little tip to the cap to the fucking Star Wars fans, but... In actuality, they fuck themselves because it doesn't make sense now because those dudes should be dead.
I know. I just, it's, yeah.
It just bothered me a lot, and I've been thinking about it all week, and I wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay, well, I mean, sure. Why not? When I watched that, I was like, hey, that's like a pre-bodybuilder's body with his face. Is he, like, just in the middle of getting jacked and he hasn't fully gotten there? Like, that's my mind left Star Wars, and I'm started going, shit. He's doing all the pre-workouts
you
and
notice,
shit. He just needed a couple more months.
I just noticed, like, Star Wars is one of those action movies where nobody's really jacked.
Right, exactly. And that's where I thought
like,
he was going to
whoa.
Be the first one. It's like, yo, I'm a badass. In more ways than one. Look at these sick delts.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, because they've never really had the, like, anything like that.
No, and I mean, the coolest villain to date... had a different voice actor and a different actual actor in the scenes, and that was Darth Vader. Because fucking James Earl Jones has the golden voice.
He does have a golden voice.
Yeah. God, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
I think he's dead. Did I just kill James Earl Jones?
No, he's not dead.
I just killed... Oh, no, I just killed him!
Way to go, Nathan.
Oh, well, okay, well... you heard it here first.
Forever.
I hope so. He's awesome. He was the best neighbor in the world. He gave up some Babe Ruth autographed baseball to somebody because his dog ate the other one. I mean, a stand-up guy.
Not only was it a Babe Ruth autographed baseball, it actually had the whole Yankees team. It had a whole Murderer's Row on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just you got everybody. You got the Unabomber. He got...
The Unabomber?
I don't know anybody else that's been on Death Row.
Death Row? What the fuck are you talking about?
You said the whole Death Row lineup, and I was like, oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
Death Row.
That's not what I said,
Death
Nathan.
Row.
You're a fucking moron.
Murderer's Row.
This is
whatever.
Murderer's Row, which
same
is
shit.
The nickname
Unabomber.
Of the Yankees teams.
Okay.
No, it's not. You know dick about baseball. I root for the Rangers because of Nolan Ryan. That's the extent of my baseball
now,
knowledge.
That's called he played more for the Houston Astros. But anyways.
Yeah, but the Rangers.
Joe DiMaggio. All them shit. Luke Gehrig. Fuck the Yankees.
No, I don't like the Yankees either, but like, goddamn, like you made zero sense in connection to that.
Because you said Murderer's Row, so I started naming people that went on Murder Row.
No, you're talking about...
The Unabomber died of a death sentence. Murderer's Row. Get it?
That's Death Row, not Murderer's Row.
Same. Oh, fuck you.
No.
He murdered somebody. God damn it.
That's not the same thing.
Yes, it... Oh, fuck you.
That's not
fuck
how words
you.
Work.
Fuck
that's
you.
Not
yes,
how
that's,
defined.
Yep, nope, that's how it's not worked. And James Earl Jones has been resurrected. Imagine that. Magic.
Magic. Wow.
Oh, God. Shit. Speaking of dead things, I've been having some weird fucked up dreams lately.
Oh, me too.
I've been taking those fucking like off-brand Tylenol PM things because I'm like, fuck, I need to get a better sleep schedule. So I'm going to try and go to bed at like 9:30 instead of 12:30 or 1 so I can get a normal sleep schedule going. I start taking these and I'm just waking up with, I mean, fucking weird, vivid memories. And I've been writing down, so I put a sleep journal next and to me. I just started doing that. And the first one I log is, I'm going to buy a house. And I'm walking through there and I'm like, fuck, this is a nice house. How's it this cheap? And the person's explaining all this shit. And I walk outside and there is a severed body pinned to like a railroad tie wall that's right in front of the street. The head's there, but that's severed. The body's
man,
been
this
cut
is
in
a...
two, and it's just sitting there. It's just this girl just sitting there, just dead. I mean, naturally.
Well, this is a crazy do it yourself project.
No, and so. And then that explained why it was so cheap.
This is taking home decor to a whole new level.
And so then I go in there and I'm like walking around. And I go, you know what? I'll take this place. After this grisly murder just took place, they haven't cleaned up anything. And I'm like, yeah, I need this house. It's a good house.
You know what? You know what, though? Were just like, it's going to be great for seances later. So you can like call up the devil like, yo. You already got the blood there. You don't need to worry about, like, you know, outsourcing your blood to summon Satan. You know, it'll all be good.
Well, that was just
It's actually a really good buy for your dream. Your dream self is actually a very savvy businessman. Because all you're going to have to do is upgrade it a little bit and then, like, put in some elbow grease, get out those blood stains, and then you can flip that house.
Oh, no, don't worry. All this shit was outside. Inside was immaculate. It was great. Like, walking through, it was like, got the old-timey chandeliers, but outside, yeah, some shit went down, and it did not work out for some
people. You
know
what it sounds like? It sounds like you were at the house of Bloodborne. We're in the what is it, the Dreamsphere or whatever the fuck it's called?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like. You were at, like, oh, inside, this place is great. And then you walk outside, and there's just graves everywhere. You're like, oh, fuck.
Well, no. I'll take the deal.
Do I have to keep up the graves, or can I just, like, you know, take out the headstones,
just
too? Like,
mow that
I own
shit.
The land.
Hey, can I call a contractor? We're going to level this shit if I don't have to keep it.
I mean, why can't you? I mean.
Well, that leads into my other one where I was just, like, waking up, and I couldn't stop itching, and I kept itching so much everywhere, and I don't know how my arms could itch, like, if you go over your shoulder. But still itch your own ass. Like, that was impressive. Like, looking back at it, I'm like, damn, I can't barely get to the middle of my back. So I was doing all this shit, but I fucking, by the end of this dream, I'm inside out. Just walking a sack of meat, just walking down and buying shit. And I basically, like, woke up and I'm like, fuck. And I hadn't watched Attack on Titan anytime soon, so I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Can I ask you a question? Did you check the expiration date on these pills by chance?
No. I just fucking bought
them. You might want to.
Oh, that'd be terrible if I look at that and it's just, now it's just a hallucinogenic. It's just fucking with you while I sleep.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that, so that's two out of the four nights. So, so far, 50% of the time, I am having these weird, horrible, horrible, vivid dreams. And I mean detailed. It's scary. Waking up and just like, fuck, I need to write this down.
Yeah, that's, you need to not take those pills anymore. Also, you probably shouldn't be taking sleep medication, like, as that as a sleep medication either, Nathan.
That it's,
like,
helps
really
you
unhealthy
sleep.
For you.
It helps you sleep.
But it's not supposed to be, like, a long-term thing.
No, I'm just cracking it open, eating, like, fucking candy aspirin.
Yeah, just like, ah, man, I've just grown to tolerance. I gotta eat, like, six now to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's just, oh, God, that was the best coma ever. I woke up feeling amazing.
I need them so much that I actually modified one of my Pez dispensers so I can just, like, click, click. Batman's giving me my, I just lift Batman's head and I get a nice little pill to put me to sleep.
Fun fact, my daughter just emptied her Pez dispenser. Good idea.
That's not, I'm not trying to give people ideas. I'm trying to show people.
Hey, guys.
How fucking ridiculous this is.
No, hey, guys. Hey, man, I loaded this Pez dispenser up full of sleeping goodness. Just pop a few of these in your mouth and whee! Demons come to you while you sleep. It's just fucked up, dude. And it could be that all the fucking weird, dark shit I've been watching lately. I don't know. I'm guessing that probably plays a factor.
Yeah, I've just recently rediscovered since jumping off the wagon. Which, by the way, I was thinking about this. Why do they call it on the wagon when you're not drinking, but... It, like, wouldn't you be off the wagon when you weren't drinking because it's harder to not drink, so you wouldn't... Riding the wagon's easy. Walking around behind the wagon is hard.
Yeah, that's requiring
so,
some
so wouldn't you wanna
physical
be,
exertion.
Yeah, so, like, I would say, like, when you're off the wagon is when you aren't drinking. I think it should be the other way around. When you're on the wagon is when you're drinking because it's easier to drink than not drinking.
I could get behind that.
See, I think so, but I feel like it's so, like, ingrained in people's brains now. If I started saying it that way, people would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, I'd ask the people that say on the wagon, honestly, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because who the fuck is using a wagon anymore?
Well, I use a wagon. Little kids use wagons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Little baby need a fucking wagon.
Hey, man, say what you will. You can still have a lot of fun if you have a little red wagon, even at 26 years old. I know that. If you have a hill and a red wagon, you got a kart race.
What's little red wagonette? Huh? That fox? That dirty, dirty fox.
Dirty fox. Yeah, but no, I just like, I've realized today, actually, because I went out and had a few beers with my buddy last night. We were just hanging out at his place and got drunk. The thing I don't miss about drinking is all of the, like, waking up and, like, then having to sleep pretty much the entire day, next day.
Oh, that's the fucking worst. That was my entire
awful.
New Year's Day was the worst. The worst. Like, I didn't eat till 6:30 at night, and I was up since 8.
Oh, my God.
Just fucking doubling over. I mean, I spent a good hour and a half, maybe two, trying to throw up. Like,
you were trying to throw up all day?
Throughout the day, I just get, like, sitting down, like, it's something's coming. Oh, no. And by the time you get to the bathroom, never mind.
Oh, that sucks. You had a rough fucking New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I had the second off, too, so I went and met up with a buddy, and we just drank all day on New Year's Day.
There you go.
It was a good time. I enjoyed jumping off the wagon, but I learned this weekend again where I was like, okay, this is why I like having a few beers and not getting trashed, but like when you get super drunk, it's like, oh. Yeah, I don't miss this. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think, if anything, that's what it's taught me for being sober the 2 months. Is like, I really like being able to just sleep and get up at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on a weekend and get a lot of shit done. Like, I did get some stuff done today, but not nearly what I wanted to.
Gotcha.
And it's just because I slept for 3 hours once I got home.
Jesus. Yeah, I enjoy getting sleep, too, to the point where doing that and staying out that late is kind of counterproductive anymore.
Seriously, though. Like, I'd rather start drinking at, like, at like 6 or whatever
in the morning
and be done. No, like 6 p.m., like start drinking then, and then drink to about like 10 and be like, all right, I'm going to go to bed now. I'm not joking. I would rather do it that way.
That's so funny. All right, well, whatever.
But, dude, nothing good going out, staying out past, like, my new rule this year is if I'm out, like, at a bar or something, once it's midnight, I'm going home. That's my new rule.
I mean, because that's true.
Nothing good happens after that point, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, way to steal How I Met Your Mother's line, but sure.
Yeah, but that's the 2 o'clock rule. But yeah, it is kind of from that. But it's true, though. Like, that's so true. Like, nothing good has ever happened to me after midnight. Well, there's been some good things. But it's like you just run the risk of getting in more trouble.
You just run the risk of a child might be present now after this.
Possibly, yes. That is that is a fear. A very deep instilled fear.
It's great until you wake up the next day and go, there's too many questions, and I don't have any answers.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that scares me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Yeah, man. So what you been up to this week, dude?
Let's see. I started, I've been fucking around watching a bunch of shit lately, especially this weekend. So since giving up tobacco, and like I said, I tied that with games, I haven't been able to game for more than like, 30 minutes, I think.
Welcome to my world.
I'm just like, I sit down, and I play, and I'm just like, okay, no. I'm out. So then I jump over, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch some fucking movies. So I start watching Bright. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to know my in-depth thoughts, head on over to punninggame.com, or you can check out that fucking Snap review. It's a beaut. But no, this, I don't know if you've heard of this.
I've heard of it, and I have, like, zero interest in it. Everybody was making it out. Everything I kept seeing about it, everyone was like, this movie's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And I was like, the concept to me was like, this is dumb.
Okay,
like,
so,
he's a cop, and he has a fucking gargoyle or some shit as a partner.
Okay, so
makes
anyways,
no sense.
Okay, so anyways, this thing got panned, and I mean literally panned by all the critics. This garbage is terrible. What the fuck's going on? And just roasted this thing. So, I'm like, I go in it, and I'm like, oh, man, okay, they're saying it's terrible. I love terrible movies, so I'm going to watch this. It ended up being fucking fantastic. It's
really
great. So, it's a world in which you have Ward, who main character, that's Will Smith. You have his partner, who's an orc that's on the police force as well. He's the first orc police officer.
Does he eat pork with a spork?
The funny part is, like, there's the whole dynamic to this is there's elves at the top, and they're the top of the pyramid. They run shit. They're all rich, pompous assholes.
Fucking elves.
And then you have the humans, who are like the go-between. They can go both places with the orcs or with the elves. And then you have the orcs, the bottom of it where they treat, like, all the orcs, it's weird. Like, there's, like, in L.A., apparently, it's just a bunch of gangbangers. And, I mean, that's how they're portrayed in this movie. And so, it's just weird fantasy world that's culminated and lived for so long. But they had to release something to do something for, like, the backstory. To say, hey, this is what happened before, to kind of get people up. I didn't watch that. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it for what it is. And I was actually fine with it because I don't need a bunch of description. Just go and build from this point. And it was fucking good the way they did it. So then you get to go in. They're always talking about the Dark Lord. You never see the Dark Lord throughout the movie. You just hear reference. I'm guessing he's evil. Just a guess.
Satan?
I don't know, man. He could be nice. I don't know. Will Smith calls one orc to his face. You Shrek-looking motherfucker, go find Fiona and get the hell out of here.
I like it.
So, like,
solid reference.
It's the most cursing I've heard Will Smith do in quite some time, and I'm like, yeah, I'm on board.
It would have been way more funny if, like, somehow they got Eddie Murphy to have Will Smith's role, and then, like, he said that because he's Donkey from Shrek.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I see where that's coming from. But I was going to say, that'd be a terrible role for Eddie Murphy.
I don't know. I think Eddie Murphy could pull off some action hero shit. I mean, he was a Beverly Hills Cop. Let's not forget.
That was fucking 30 years ago, dude.
You don't demean Beverly Hills Cop. That's a great
I'm not. Movie. I'm just saying that was 30 years ago. That man has not done action since. And that wasn't that much action to begin with.
You bang one transvestite and things hit the fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, as things go, get surprised once, always surprised going forward. that's how you get Butterfinger in your life. So, I mean, they go through there, and the whole deal is, like, magic exists, but there's a cult that has that deals in magic, and then, like, the Fed, there's the Fed that deals only in magic. It's like a subsect of the Feds. So
it's like the Ministry of Magic, but in this world.
Kind of.
That's a Harry Potter reference.
Yeah, but and so they're hunting them down. Like, they don't want magic around at all. So there's this Shield of Light cult.
So you're telling me they have no tolerance for magic.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly.
Zero tolerance apology for magic.
So they're going through.
Is that a wand, Billy? How dare you bring magic into this house?
So that's what they're tracking, actually, is because there's three magic wands that are needed to bring back the Dark Lord. There's only three wands, and they're immensely powerful, but only people known as Brights can touch them. Anybody else that touches these things is vaporized. Like, you just see it start glowing, and then it basically does, like, this weird fucking bomb going off, and it will decimate anybody even near them. So you see that happen a couple times, because they end up finding this girl that can fucking touch it and that is a Bright and can cast spells and shit like that. And it's fucking awesome. By the way, elves are fucking like, imagine a SWAT team mixed with a fucking ninja. They're fucking awesome. Just running through and
let's be honest. There's probably only like a handful of movies where elves actually suck.
That's true. Lord of the Rings being one.
That's not true. You go fuck yourself.
I know. I just wanted to
hear your reaction. No, what I want... The thing that bothers me about this movie is, like, it literally sounds like they just mashed a bunch of other movies together. So they took a little sprinkle of Bad Boys and sprinkled that into their stew. And then they took a little bit of Lord of the Rings, took some fictional characters out of that. Then they took a little bit of Harry Potter, you know, seasoned that on up with some wands, trying to bring back a Dark Lord. I swear to God, this movie is like, what is popular, like, all over? Like, let's just take chunks of all of those things and just jam it into one.
I mean, you can hate on it all you want, but if you're not...
I'm not hating on it. I haven't seen it. I'm just telling you from what you're telling me how it sounds like.
No, you gotta see it. I mean, it does take some cues from other things, but it doesn't do it. Like, I don't see Harry fucking Potter in this. I see people, like,
the fact that there's three wands, there's a dude named the Dark Lord, and magic's involved. All you know is Harry Potter.
The Dark Lord, literally, his goal is to kill everybody and enslave anybody that survives.
Welcome to Harry Potter.
But all I gotta say is, the other thing is, like, the use of that wand, the one time you actually see it used, this chick is just fucked up from using it. I'm like, oh, so using it's not necessarily a good thing.
It's like heroin.
Yeah, exactly. We'll grant your wish, but you are going to be really fucking weird after this. So I fucking watched that. I love that movie. It was fucking great. And they already announced...
I'll have to check it out.
They already announced, hey, we're making a second one. That is... by far and away, like, this massive number. It's like over 5 million views or something within the first week it came out. Netflix released that.
So critics hated it, but apparently people really liked it.
Yes, that's exactly
what's
going on.
See, why is that always that happens?
I don't fucking know.
Critics fucking hate... like, I don't get the whole critic writers thing. Like, we're going to talk about, like, this. And, like, I don't understand their jobs at all.
Oh, yeah.
They hate on everything that actually does well in box offices and shit.
And, like, I put this as a tagline for this thing, because I already have it written. And I don't care about saying it here, because, you know what? It came out on Monday. You should have read it, ladies and gents. But I put on there, don't trust the critics. Because that's exactly the way it is. It's like, oh, hey, this is shit. And granted, I went in there thinking, hey, it's not that great, but it ended up being great to where I'm like, fuck the critics. What do they know?
You know what we need to do, Nathan? If we ever become we can never be recognized critics. Like, if they ever give us, I don't know what you have to do. I'm sure there's some kind of seance cult thing you have to do to become a movie critic that you, for some reason. But if they ever try to approach us with our snap reviews, we're going to tell them, no, we're independent. We don't need your organization to tell us how we do our thing in talking about movies we like.
I'm going to take these pills out of my Pez dispenser, sleep on it, and I'll let you know what I think when I wake up.
I can already tell you what I think when I wake up. Go fuck yourself.
I also finally watched Spider-Man Homecoming. Who fucking
How
shit.
Good is that fucking movie?
Oh, shit, is that good. Like, what the fuck? Like, and I love it because they actually fleshed out a bad guy for once. So you get to see, like, why they're doing what they're doing. And you actually feel sympathy for them.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing that's always been great about the comic books for Spider-Man is the fact that the villains, you have this deep emotional connection to what they are doing or what they want to do or their motivations to doing it. And that's a great – that's what makes Spider-Man comics so interesting because it's this kid trying to stop grown adults who have this rationing and there's reasoning to do this, but he's trying to stop them. It's a, you know, there's just all these different emotional strings pulling.
You get
in
to see
every Spider-Man comic, and you see that in this movie, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, right in the beginning, you see them just get fucking screwed over for a big contract, and he goes massively into debt because the government came and shut him down for it.
Yep.
So, like,
goddamn. The goddamn government!
So, yeah. No, I really enjoyed that fucking, God, why am I forgetting that guy's name? The main bad guy. He was the original Batman. Or not. In the 80s.
Michael Keaton,
there we go. Because he played Hawkman.
Falcon. Vulture. The Vulture.
I'm trying to think, what was that movie that he played the Vulture in?
That's Birdman.
Birdman, okay. Which was about the Vulture.
No, it wasn't about the Vulture.
I thought they were the same thing, basically.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Because Birdman, it's a good guy. And
oh.
It's also, he's an actor who played. Have you seen Birdman?
Yeah, I didn't care for that particular movie that much.
It wasn't anything. See, that's one of those movies, man. Like, critics were like, this is brilliant.
And I couldn't stand
it. I thought it was good, but I didn't. Like, I
it
was like,
all right.
Nothing to go bragging home about.
Yeah, it lost me really quick. I was just like, The only thing I remember about that movie, honestly, is A, he talked to his character. Like, in the mirror, and B, he ran around in his underwear. After that, I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, but he was, like, tripping when that happened. But, yeah, no, you got off on, wait, what were we talking about?
Spider-Man.
Like, got to hear.
Homecoming.
I know, but, like, you're making a point, and then you couldn't remember what he was saying about the actor. You were going to make a point about it.
No, I just love to see that he came back, and I mean, like, in such a convincing role, the way he did that. Especially
yeah, he was...
when he knew, like, when he... I think that's actually harder to do, to be like, okay, I need you to be in this ride with Peter Parker, and these series of questions are going to lead you to know that he is Spider-Man. And then that,
right.
Just that conveyed, I know now, look in his face, the way he plays that, I was like, that is fucking great. Because you just saw it.
Yeah. What I liked the most in that movie was how the writing was done. Like, when you find out that the girl Peter is really fond of, like when he goes to her house and he finds out that that's her dad.
Yeah, I mean,
like I didn't even see that coming.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah, why?
And I was like, what? How fantastic writing on you guys' part! Like, bravo, that was fucking perfect.
Yeah,
I was in the theater when I first saw that with Jake, and me and him both like literally started elbowing each other, like, dude, I had no fucking idea.
Yeah, I mean, how would you? I mean, that movie did like. It just broke up so many weird racial people going, oh, hey, this is the way it's going to be, and just fucked with your head and go, no, here's everything. And just, no, it's truly a melting pot movie, which is fucking great.
Yeah, it was awesome. I also loved how it was Spider-Man's own thing, but yet was still connected to the Marvel Universe. It still felt like a very separate thing, though.
Yeah, I love the the bow tie they put at the end. We're like, oh, hey, you can go present to everybody. You'll be an Avenger. Here you go. And he's like, nah, just stay out here and be the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
See, and I said from the beginning, though, that was not, like, he was going to use that suit. Because if you watch the Infinity Wars trailer, he's wearing it. I knew that when Infinity Wars came out, like that he would be wearing that suit.
Which, the one that Tony Stark shows him at the end?
Yeah, it's the Ultimate Spider-Man suit is what that is.
Okay. Yeah, that, I mean, that would be awesome. But I love how, like, little things in there happen. Like, him getting all fucked up because they unlocked the Training Wheels program. And
yeah, when
on-
he hacked it, and he just, like, gets all this shit, and he's like, I don't know what any of this does.
He can't fucking do anything. He's like... Oh, that was just a taser webbing. It's like, what the fuck? No. Or the AI assistant constant going, dude, would you like to go into instant kill mode?
It's like, no.
Like, I just love that little interaction where it's like, just this person like, oh yeah, instant kill. And his eyes just go jet black with a little red dot. It's like, oh fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But no, that movie's great.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
it. It's an amazing film. You can read my Snap review if you'd like to learn more about it.
I know. I was going to write about it, but then I remembered. The other thing I watched real quick, and that was Devil Man.
Dude, I watched the first two episodes of this because I saw you watched it.
Now, this it's fucking crazy because, A, it reminds me of Aeon Flux from the early 90s. Like,
the animation art style?
Yes. So I'm just watching this, like, what the fuck's going on? And next thing you know, people are just being fucking brutally murdered to bring out demons.
Yeah, dude, like, that's what was so crazy. They go to that nightclub, and he's just killing fucking people. Or I don't even know if he's really killing them or just cutting them open.
Oh, he's killing them at that point, yes.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, all these fucking demons, like, the disturbing thing is, like, how the art is amazing on how, like, the people turn into the monster. Into the devils. It's fucking crazy. Like when that girl with the titty. First of all, there's just titties everywhere in this cartoon, by the way.
Yeah,
not, this
exactly.
Anime. Just like full on, like in like that one chick's boobs literally turn into like the demon.
Yeah, it
it's,
goes
like,
out
crazy.
And they grow teeth. It's just fucking eating people.
Well, see, I think that a lot of that is like I'm assuming as we. I've only watched the first two episodes. I don't know how much more you've watched.
I've watched all 10.
Nice. I'm assuming like as I watch more of it. The demons will be more like reflective of like the seven deadly sins, kind of like you're gonna see some characteristics of those because that's kind of what I put together with that first one when they're at that rave or they call it a seance parties or what they're what
so,
they go to find these.
I mean, this isn't going to spoil anything for you. You're correct, but then the higher level demons can maintain a human form.
Right, right. Well, much like the kid who is the main character now.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. So
and he got all hot. I love how, like, he just goes to school and, like, he's just immediately hot. And, like, all these girls are just, like, talk. Just like, oh, my God. Like, he's, like, freaking out over him now. And he's just, like, I love, though, like, that somehow his personality has changed completely, too.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Normally if you were a weirdo like that and then all of a sudden people are treating you like this, you'd be like, oh, you've got to be, like, taken off. But he's just, like, super nonchalant and doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he does not care about any of it. And then the fucking whole...
Apparently, being part devil makes you cool as fuck.
Well, the funny thing is the way they show that, like the second day when he's walking in and you just see him bouncing all over the screen. You just see
yeah.
the top of his head because he's just swaying as he walks. And then he's like hunched over. But then he just constantly weirdly like leans up and just right against people's faces basically and just stares at them. And they're like,
right.
Ah!
Yeah, it's super funny. And then he, like, eats everybody's lunch.
Oh, that was fucking crazy. Yeah, he's like, oh, sure, I'll eat that. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, but it's been good so far. But I'm assuming, like that seance party stuff, though, is, like she obviously represented lust or whatever. So, like, and then he killed a bunch of other demons. I don't want any spoilers, but
okay.
I'm, like, super interested since, like, the second episode when, like, that dude catches him on film. I'm interested to see what's going to happen now.
Yo, that okay, I will just say this. It's 10 episodes
oh, yeah.
long.
Good show.
And it ends fucking perfect. Like, the ending, I'm not going to spoil it, but the ending just goes, doosh, and it's done.
Oh, so there's no going to be probably, like, another season or anything?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they probably could spawn off something, but that was pretty damn final the way it ends.
Cool. I like those kind of. More and more I watch animes lately. Like the ones I like are the ones that are like one or two seasons, or like there's definitive ends. There's nothing like that can continue off. You know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I just like it's like a book. You want it to end on a good note and be done.
Yeah, this one totally does that. It's like
yeah,
fuck. It ends, and I'm just like, all right, it's great. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't want to keep talking about shit I've watched. I watch way too much, but those are the ones I wanted to hit on. What have you been up to?
Well, first off, I'm gonna do shameless plugs. I'm doing a show this Saturday. That would be January 12th, I think, right? I don't know. Hold on one second. Forgot the date. No, January 13th. January 13th, I'll be in Albia, Iowa. So if you find yourself there for some reason, come check me out. Come watch me do stand-up with a bunch of other fun people like AJ Simmons, who's been on this podcast, Sam Hershock, Judge Dye, and why am I forgetting his name? Oh, my God. I'm going to kick myself.
That guy, other guy that's apparently not that important.
No, it's Sean Dangler. Sorry. Man, I couldn't remember Sean's last name. I was like, it's Sean Dangler.
He's Sean Condangs? Show.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a good dude. So, yeah, come check out that show. And then also, if you want to support this podcast, make sure you check out the Patreon page. You can check that out at patreon.com/punninggame. Anyway, now that plugs are over, what did I watch? What? I'm trying to just help. I'm trying to help our cause, man.
All right.
I'm praying for the cause. The biggest thing I watched, for sure, was Dave Chappelle's new stand-ups.
Oh, nice!
They came out with two new I thought there was only gonna be one, but there. He released two brand new hours.
Okay, I heard they're good because he's just sitting around bullshitting, basically.
Well, the second one's like that. The first one isn't. The first one's more of an actual act out, like he's got to act. The second one seems more of like a free form kind of stuff, but he definitely, you can tell he has some stuff planned. I like the second one better personally. He does that in the belly room at the Comedy Store, and it's just a really good set. I don't know. I found that one to be way more funny, and I liked a lot of the jokes more. The first one, for some reason, seemed like he was grandstanding a lot, if that makes sense.
Oh, really? Okay.
It felt like a lot of times he was trying to make these points more than be fun. Like, he would insert jokes here and there, but then he would just start kind of talking about an issue and giving his opinion on it, which there's nothing wrong with. Like, he can do that, but I was just like, okay, there's a couple times as you watch it, you go, okay, when's the joke going to come? When's the joke going to come? And some of them, they just never seem to come.
Oh, that sucks.
At least that's what I felt. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm missing the joke. I might be. I don't know. But the second one for sure is really good. I really enjoyed that one. The only problem I have is, and I've discussed this with a lot of people, is he did this in the first two he released last year, but he kept fucking hitting the mic against his leg like crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
like
his
even
thing
more.
Oh, really?
But I know, but he never used to do that until like these last few specials. And like, but he did it way more in these two. It's ridiculous.
Wow. All right.
And I thought I was like being crazy, like, oh, he's probably not doing it that much. And then I was listening to Doug Stanhope. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a comedian. But he was talking about, he's like, he keeps fucking hitting that mic against his leg, and I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one who's bothered by this.
Huh. All right.
So, yeah, it but they're really good. I for the most part, I would check them out. If you're a fan of Dave Chappelle, it's Dave Chappelle. You know there's going to be some good gems in there and shit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so that was the biggest thing I watched. The other thing I watched, I've been watching this documentary series called The Toys That Made Us.
I saw you did a Snap review on that.
Yep, there is a Snap review up right now on punninggame.com. You can check that out. But yeah, I've been watching those. It's fucking awesome, dude, because it's like two of my favorite things. It's toys and history. I love that kind of stuff.
Okay, so like, am I learning about like my Transformers from when I was a kid?
They don't do Transformers. They do, I can't remember, there's seven?
Cabbage Patch Kids?
No, they do Barbie.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Okay, good.
Star Wars.
Okay.
He-Man.
All right. Oh, hey, we used to have that fucking castle. You know how much money that damn thing's worth now?
Oh, it's worth a ton.
Like, fuck. Why did mom throw all her shit away?
Yeah. Well, you can't. Hindsight's 20/20, dog. But it's fascinating because it's what you do is you go. It's not necessarily. What they do is they go in depth about how the toys were like came to be. So, like, I didn't know this. Did you realize that Star Wars toys didn't come out until, like, a year after the movie came out?
Oh, like, for the original Star Wars?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, given that, like, the original, they probably didn't know it was going to be such a big hit.
Well, they did, like, George Lucas knew. He was like, I know the toys, like the characters, it's such a vast universe, and there's weird characters, I know the toys would do well. They just couldn't get anybody who would have invested in it, because most toy lines were based off of, like, cartoon series, an ever-running thing that always had advertisements and eyeballs on it, right?
Gotcha.
So they were like, so they tried to find somebody who would do it for them. And then they finally found this toy company, I think it was Kenner was the original, if I'm remembering correctly, who comes in, and they're from Ohio, and they're like, yeah, we'll do it. And so they start creating the Star Wars figures. But, like, you had to keep everything so under wraps because of, like, you couldn't do commercials and shit for it, like, ahead of time, because you didn't want to give George Lucas, like, I don't want you giving shit away from the movie. So they didn't want to, like, show vehicles and all this shit. And they just kept running into these hiccups. And during the Christmas, like, once Star Wars released, it was so big, they just couldn't get toys out in time. And so at Christmas, right, what they did, this was crazy. They just released this cardboard thing that had, like, the outlines of all the characters were going to come out. And if you bought that thing, it guaranteed you were going to get a set of the first line of Star Wars toys.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so the first thing people bought was just this cardboard thing.
It wasn't even anything. Like,
there weren't toys.
What? So
no.
That was all collectors buying that shit then.
No, it was kids too at that time. But yeah, then eventually, you know, Star Wars became the super collectible toy and stuff like that. But it was just, like, fascinating to know, like, it took them over a year before they actually got toys out. And it was almost like, and then, like, the next year is when Empire Strikes Back was being shot.
Huh.
Yeah, it's fascinating though. And the He-Man one is totally crazy too, because a lot of those dudes who were working on that project were flying by the fucking seat of their pants.
Oh, they're all fucking, just like all the people making He-Man are just, all I picture is just crazy sex parties, just massive amounts of cocaine, and drawing skimpily dressed, muscle-bound people.
That's not actually how it happens at all.
Oh, well, okay.
No, it was just crazy. Like, if you watch the story, it's just fascinating. What I didn't know, though, is I thought He-Man, like most things, was like it was a comic book or a TV show before. No, it was strictly a fucking toy line, and then they made it into all that shit.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that.
Yes. So, like, they were just like, we need a better advertisement, and they were going to do, like, two one-hour specials on TV, and then somebody at, like, the cartoon studio was like, you know, you can probably make a whole cartoon series for cheaper than just doing 2 hours.
Yeah, make me a goddamn cartoon, He-Man!
Yeah, and that's what happened. It's an amazing story, dude. Like, you, of all people, because I know you love He-Man and stuff, you would enjoy the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Fuck
and
yeah, let's
Star
go
Wars
watch
one.
That and hear how Shitara came to life.
Dude, but they'd go into stuff like that. They'd go into, like, who created these characters and why they came to be and the influence. The craziest is the influence for Skeletor came from this dude. He went to a pier.
Oh, I thought you were a haunted house.
He did. That's what it is.
Are you serious?
Listen to this fucking story. It's crazy. This dude goes to a haunted house as a kid. And he's walking through it, right? It's like on a pier. It's like one of those, those piers that have, like, all the games and shit like that.
Okay.
And there's a haunted house there. And he goes in it, and he's, like, 10, he says. And he walks in there, and he said, I smelled something super distinct. It smelled like something was dead. And he stepped on this trap door thing that, like, pushes, like, it's a trap thing that releases, like, a skeleton from the top of the room. And it turns out it was actually a fucking dead body. He's like, as a kid, he's like, I knew it was, but nothing happened. And then, like, several years later, he found out that it was actually a dead body being hung in that fucking haunted house. It was a real dead body.
What?
Yeah. Like, and so, like, and it was rotted flesh and stuff like that. And he, like, you could see the dude's skull. And that's where, like, that image was ingrained in that kid's brain. And that's the dude
awesome.
Who ended up creating Skeletor.
Well, I mean,
isn't that fucking nuts?
God damn it. Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, this is what happens when our solar flare hits, man. They killed this man by hanging him, and then they just left town and went to a different state.
No, they didn't leave town.
Oh, they just stayed there?
It was a carnival.
Carnivals leave town, though, right?
No. Well, it wasn't a carnival. It was like, you know, like how Navy Pier, like in Chicago, has like just games and like a Ferris wheel and shit on top of it.
So,
like, you know, like,
oh, okay,
it's one of those.
Somebody
things.
Killed themselves while these guys weren't there.
It wasn't killed
away.
Themselves. Someone was fucking murdered, Nathan.
Well, they just picked his bones clean. Like, how long was it sitting there?
I don't fucking know the story, dude. I'm just telling you what I learned from this documentary.
They just fished him out of the river.
I have no idea. Like, this is just what... That's all the information the dude gave in. Yeah, you can look up the story, though.
We saw the cement blocks on the feet, and we knew it was mob-related.
I don't think it was mob-related, I'm pretty sure.
It was depression-related.
They wanted to make it authentic, and they made Jeff, you know, sacrifice himself for the good of the pier.
Yeah, okay. You just say hanging people. I'm just thinking of that dumbass that went over to, like, Japan's hanging forest to videotape people for YouTube clicks.
Yeah, that was the other thing I did watch this week. Oh, yeah, that dude's a fucking asshole, by the way. Fuck you, Logan Paul. The fact that you thought that was a good idea, go fuck yourself.
I thought you were going to say you watched that, Mike. You're a monster.
No, I was like, no, nuh-uh. No, what I did watch this week, though, was New Japan wrestling.
I heard that is fucking awesome.
It is the shit. This week was a big match. It was Kenny Omega of the Bullet Club, the elite, versus Chris Jericho. And
with,
if you don't know this,
Jericho's
yeah,
over there.
Well, Chris Jericho started his career in Japan.
Really?
I did not
know that. Okay.
He's huge in Japan, dude.
Huh.
Everybody loves Chris
that.
Jericho. Yeah, and Kenny Omega is him and Kenny Omega are from the same town in Canada. So they wrestled this past week for the, championship belt at what was called, it's something Kingdom. It's like Tokyo Kingdom or something, but it's basically like that, their WrestleMania, you know, dude,
okay.
It's in the Tokyo Dome, which holds 60,000 people. They had like 50,000 people in that fucking place.
Jeez,
for wrestling,
man.
Yeah. That's how big it is in Japan, dude.
That's crazy. Because I'm trying to think, what's the biggest WrestleMania here?
I have no idea.
Maybe 20?
I couldn't tell you.
20,
well, they 000? Hold him in, me and my buddies are hoping that not this year's coming WrestleMania, but the next year, 2019, that it'll be, there was talks that it would be in Minnesota in the new football stadium they have.
Oh, nice.
Which I hope they do, because I'm going to fucking WrestleMania then.
Oh, I totally agree. Dude, I would go just so I could buy a fucking seat, because you can buy your seat.
You're right.
And I just walk out of WrestleMania with a chair.
Exactly. So, but I watched those two fight, and it was awesome. It was like a 25-minute fucking wrestling match. It was forever. And these two were just doing crazy moves. Like, and they both got bloody, too. Like, one was bleeding out of their mouth, and one was bleeding out of their forehead and shit.
Really?
And the best part is, like, dude, Kenny Omega is a hilarious dude. And because it's Japan and how they shoot things for this New Japan thing, their promos by far are way better than any American promo, by the way. They're awesome. But he walks in, you know, and he's dressed up like a sphinx from, like, Egypt, because he's Kenny Omega.
Okay.
And he comes in, and he has, like, this big gun, like it's like a fake gun. It looks like a futuristic gun you'd see in, like, Halo or some shit, like an alien gun. And he comes in and he straight up's holding with one arm and pointing it like and extended out, and the way they frame the shot, it looks like a straight like anime slide like piece, like, you know, like when they do like the cuts to commercial where it's just a picture of like, you know, an like somebody in an action pose or something.
Yeah,
that's literally what it looked like.
Oh shit,
it's fucking amazing.
I
and that was live
this.
TV. Dude, well, I watched it. My buddy, he bought a subscription to New Japan. The problem is when you watch them, you either have to watch them the next day if you want to watch them at the actual live, you have to be up at like 3 in the morning because it's in Japan.
Oh, there's got to be a way to like somehow
Well, he watches it like the next day.
I'm doing air quotes here, but there's got to be a way to procure these on the internet.
I'm sure there is, because that's how you have to watch them over here, is through the internet, obviously. It's not like we have Japanese TV stations to watch around here.
Huh.
But, dude, it was dope as shit, though. Like, Japan wrestling is off the chain, dude. Those dudes are crazy. And it's crazy how passionate the fans are over there. Like, WWE's always had passionate fans, but Jesus Christ, like, the Japanese people take it to a whole new level.
Yeah, the way I'm hearing this right now is, like, this is the passion that we had for wrestling in the 90s. They now have it there.
Right. Well, it's also because I think one big reason why I liked it better is it's not PG. That's the problem, I think, with the WWE, is it's PG.
Well,
I don't know if
it's PG now. It wasn't
it
in
is,
the 90s.
Yeah, now. And that's the problem, is it's PG now. Whereas, like, New Japan Wrestling, it ain't fucking PG. But it might be, but they have different standards.
Oh, yeah. You can show... Well, they have a thing about showing cleavage, but you could show a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but it's really it was super dope. It was awesome, and that was the first time I actually got to see it, other than just like clips of it. Like, that's the first time I've ever watched a full match and got to see like the actual event of a New Japan, and it was awesome. I couldn't recommend it enough. So if you guys want to check that out, you should.
That sounds like something, if we ever do go to Japan for our vacation, we should plan around.
Yeah, try to go to a New Japan wrestling.
Yeah,
it'd
be fucking
dope.
Awesome.
Got to get my Bullet Club shirt then.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, man. That's about it. That's about all I've done this week. And then just writing jokes. Writing jokes like a motherfucker.
Writing jokes so you could slap a microphone against your knee and be paid millions of dollars. Yeah.
Probably can't hear me slapping my leg right
there. No, I couldn't hear shit. So, fail. You gotta put your knee like right up against the microphone. So, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. Yeah. But with that being said, Nathan, I think we got to do what we always do best.
I guess it is that time. It's just been so joyful. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to punandgame.com, or you can check out everything we have to offer, namely this beautiful, beautiful show. Just like, I don't know, if you want to catch up on all of last year, listen to episode 87. We mail it in. I've been told I say the F-bomb quite a bit throughout that entire thing. I'm going to try and change that next episode by not cursing. Then... jump over to every Friday. We got things about stuff. Because, you know, you need to learn those. Those come out every Friday. Every Friday, you also get a snap review, as well as every Monday. We get nice little stinker tinker times, and those fill those gaps. No pun intended. Then, the other items that you love oh so much, you need to check out.
Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of different video games, and we talk shit on each other and the game, and it's a lot of fun. You can check that out on punandgame.com. You see the latest two episodes on the main page, and then if you need everything we've ever done, you head on over to the Fun Pun Gaming tab. And then if you need instant access right away, the top-notch quality material, you just head on over to youtube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming in the search bar, and hit subscribe. It's that easy.
It's great. And then I'll also let Wade talk a little more about this. But hey, guys, if you want to help us create, a special podcast just for special people, you need to do the following.
That is, head on over to patreon.com/punandgame. And if you subscribe there, once we hit 50 subscribers, you guys get a once-a-month exclusive podcast only for your ears. That's right. And you get to write in questions or topics you'd like us to talk about. You get to be part of the show. Isn't that awesome? And we'll also shout you out on Fun Pun Gaming episodes. It's a win-win for everybody.
No price limit. We just say, hey, what's going on? Tickle your fancy. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in for another failure of an episode. We're fucking out of here.
Fucking Tom Sawyer made me paint his fence again.
Who is this?